You spoke of Christmas. What was the first thing you'd say Christmas morning to somebody?
Christmas gift.
Christmas gift. Would you get a gift?
Some family would, some family wouldn't.
I see. Do folks say that anymore?
Yeah, they say it now sometime, but nothing like it used to, you know.
What other things did you play with when you were young? Did you ever have anything that was up on a kind of scaffold and went up and down?
Yeah, seesaw. We call it, We call it a seesaw.
And how about a plank that was on a pole and would go around like that?
Oh, that was a windmill.
Windmill?
No, we call it.
Did you have one of those too?
Yes, I did.
Go around. Just two children, and you push them.
That's right.
Anything else you remember playing with? How about a musical instrument or anything like that?
We didn't have nothing like that much.
We didn't have nothing like that.
Did other children have things that they blew through?
Yeah, they had a French horn.
French harp.
And some of them
horns.
Had a horn.
Horn.
Basically, the hunter was smart then.
Oh, I see.
And when he went to hunting, you know, old blew the horn for the dog, get ready.
I see.
And the dog was trained pretty well. When he get him blew the horn, the dog get the bark, and ran, he knew what it meant.
Did they ever have one of those things they twang?
Juice harp.
Juice harp.
She don't have them. I didn't know them.
What did you call your toys when you were children? Did they say, did they call them play pretties or toys? Or
play pretties mostly.
Play pretties. Play things came on later. I'd like to find out a little bit more about how you'd plow then. Could you tell me that?
How you plow?
Yes, how you get a... Suppose you're going to put a field of cotton in. Would you explain how you do that? And mean again, to somebody who doesn't know anything about it.
We get up a horse or mule everywhere and start bringing up. We start plowing in March. And went by 1 foot to the road. And we got through laying by maybe in August or July. We had 1 horse plow, and then after a little later we got a 2 horse plow. Put 2 horses to it. Turned more dirt, you know. 1 horse plow just wouldn't turn so much dirt. Okay, it wasn't ordinary. It had 1 horse fat. When you got 2 horse plow, it kind of double the thing. I suppose it double.
And you'd break the ground and just turn it over like
that's
that.
Right.
How would you smooth it over?
A few of them had distance, and they're taking distance. And run it off then after broke it, the distance. And bed it and plant it.
The disc is a round, just cut it up.
Cut it up, you know.
Did you ever have anything with teeth in it that you'd pull over?
A haw.
Is that good?
Yeah, that haw. Fishing haw, we call it.
I've seen pictures of them.
Because them there back then, them cut on made pegs, and there was no steel. Then they see nothing but old wooden haw.